So, you've decided to take the IELTS exam. Good for you. It's the test for study, work, and life. The IELTS speaking test is divided into three sections. Part 1 is an introduction and general questions. Part 2 is the long turn. And Part 3 is an analytical discussion. Here we look at the criteria of grammatical range and accuracy. Look for the other three criteria in other videos. This criteria focuses on the range and accuracy of the test taker's grammar while speaking. Look for our accompanying downloads for examples of the range of grammatical structure. The range of grammar includes using a variety of complex structures. These are sentences with multiple bits of information. Contrast that to separate, simple sentences with a single piece of information. For example, just beside the station was a stadium which was built in the 19th century and where games are now held every weekend. It isn't expected that candidates are 100% accurate. However, control is important. The Band 7 definition for grammatical range and accuracy says, frequently produces error-free sentences, though some grammatical mistakes persist. It's not just the number of grammatical mistakes, but also how seriously these mistakes block communication. To improve your grammar, take these steps. Be prepared. Make sure that you know the speaking test format and what type of questions to expect in each section. Many tasks in Part 2 of the IELTS speaking test relate to the past, so you most likely use past tenses. Ensure you know the past tenses of common verbs. Some questions in Part 3 ask you to speculate about the future, so use the right tenses in the answers to reflect this. Look out for the British Council's Johnny Grammar apps and videos that can help explain the commonly used tenses for you. Practice. Particularly think about the tenses you use. Ensure these relate to the questions. If the question asked is, "What did you do at work today?" the main word here is did, which is in the past tense, so your answer should be in the past tense too. For example, "Today I wrote a business brief." Don't worry if you realize you've made a mistake. It's okay to correct yourself. Record yourself speaking and listen to identify errors. IELTS results range from band scores of 1 to 9. However, there are not specific questions for different band scores, and there can't be as the score isn't assigned until the end of the speaking test. Also, remember there are no quotas for IELTS band scores. Each individual is scored on their own merits. For more information, please see the other speaking test videos, Fluency and Coherence, Lexical Resource and Accuracy, and Pronunciation.